Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble and they will fall. And for eternity, we wed ourselves to life. And to everything good, and everything that flows from it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Everybody, how's everybody doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio Live. July 10th, a little after 6 p.m. on the East Coast. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's doing well. I tried calling Joe and Sebastian, Florida. Apparently, there's no answer. It just keeps ringing and ringing. So I'm not sure what's going on there. Had a couple other people that were supposed to come on tonight. I don't know what's going on there. I kind of did an off show. The other night, I did an off show. Actually, it was a show that I just spur of the moment type of thing that I had done, and it was strange. I just did about a 30-minute show. It was a couple nights ago, and I got a couple callers actually And they said they were going to call in tonight and connect with me or connect in the chat room, one or the other. And he was one of the callers was a call from Los Angeles, California, and he was very opinionated. And one of the things he wanted to talk about was, you know, he believes it's wrong that if someone is in love with a girl who, say, like, for instance, there's a guy who's 25 years old and the girl is 15 or 16, why should that guy have his life ruined and go to jail and be labeled a sex offender if both are consensual? If both are consenting, why should this happen? Well, he's not on the line tonight. Why, I don't know. He promised he was going to call, but, of course, this is, you know, what we get. I get people say, yeah, I should be able to call in, and they never do. And then I had another individual who's on my Facebook page that actually gave me a voicemail message over the phone talking about why she supported Bernie Sanders. And we all know why most people support Bernie Sanders. Bernie! Come on, we can't have a president named Bernie. Bernie Sanders. That's got to be a fake name. Doesn't that sound too weird, huh? But anyway, she said, I support Bernie because I don't support Hillary, number one. She's a criminal. I would never support Hillary. Okay, I agree with her there. Hillary's a criminal. We know that. Her whole family's a criminal. Bill Clinton's a criminal. He's a rapist. We know that. Okay? He's a sexual deviant of society. However, she also said, I believe that the minimum wage should be brought up to $15 an hour. And I believe college tuition should be free for everyone. Their education should be paid for. So that's her reasons why she supports Bernie. And, you know, the rich, and if you become successful in America, then you should give everything you made throughout your life to the poor. You know, or better yet, not give it to the poor. It should be taken by the government from you. It should be taken by the government from you and given to who they believe it should be distributed, which is basically another form of socialism. So those were her reasons for supporting Bernie Sanders. All right. And then she said, I would never support Trump. Never. And but she didn't give any reasons why she wouldn't support Trump. But I can already know he's a racist and, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he's, I mean, I don't know why they label Donald Trump as a racist. I believe he employs about 750 Mexicans. I don't forgot the stats on that, but he it was a few hundred African-Americans he employed. If you're a racist, and you really are a racist, and you through and through racist, you're not going to hire a black individual. You're not going to hire a Mexican. Okay? But those were just a couple things there that I wanted to kind of have for the show tonight. I don't know if certain people can get through or not. I don't know. But I know I've got already my friend Tone here. I see his phone number. So he wants to participate, and I like that. And he's here faithfully, and we may disagree, and hopefully maybe we could talk about some issues here, Tone, and maybe we can get some other people to participate. I don't know where many of my other supporters are tonight. I know they emailed me and asked me what the show was going to be about. Well, tune in and find out. How's that sound? Well, let me try connecting Tone, and maybe Tone and I can get something going here. Tone, can you hear me?
Yes, I could, brother.
Hello. All right, Tone, what's going on? What's on your mind? Did you hear my little opening there? Why, and that first subject I brought up about two people consenting, why should a man be labeled a sex offender and have his entire life ruined that a caller brought up? And I kind of did this the other night. I did a 30-minute quick show because I wanted to talk about Dallas, Texas, but I got this guy who called in. And He kind of disrupted my show that night. He promised he was going to call in tonight because he wants to debate, you know. So obviously he doesn't want to debate. But
what is his stance and what's yours? I don't understand what the stances are.
Well, his stance is he believes if two people love each other, it doesn't matter how old the man is or how old the woman is.
Well, that sounds like a dangerous individual.
Exactly. Well, then you're going to agree with me. If a man's 45 years old, he has no business dating a woman who's 15 years old. Or a little girl,
a
I should say.
She's under the supervision of her parents. That makes her a child. That makes that she cannot make a decision legally in order to consent in order
well,
to have
well, that
sex
was his
with
argument,
some, a grown
Tone.
Man.
Tone, he brings this argument up. Well, what age is she able to make a decision then? All of a sudden, when she turns 18, poof, she understands everything about life and she's able to make a decision?
Yes illegally.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said... He's legally, okay, legally, but he says, who says that naturally, though? Naturally, who says that?
That's stupid. Okay, naturally, nobody can actually say when each person individually matures. But who is he to say when somebody matures because of a sexual reasoning? No, we just have a law to state something so that we don't have predators like this gentleman going out and sleeping with young girls and making excuses for it.
There you go. There you go. I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you on that one. You know, but he's not here tonight to defend himself, and you know, as usual. And I feel bad because you know I was kind of souped up. I was like, yeah, okay, call in on Sunday. I can get some people to debate you on this, but of course they never do. You know. But anyway, what about Bernie Sanders? Tell me, Tone. I don't believe I ever got your opinion on this. Who do you support? Trump? Hillary or Bernie?
Not Trump. Not
Why?
Trump and nobody else, really. But Trump is my number one that I would not support.
Why?
For many different reasons. Basically for the way he talks about people and how he angers so many people. Yeah, you could say people might label him a racist. Some people might label him a lot of things. One thing we can label him as is a loudmouth, aggressive person. And when you're in politics, you can't have that kind of an aggression as an American.
So when you're in politics, you have to be a liar. Yeah, because when you're in politics, you have to be a liar. And you have to pretend
sure.
like people. You can't speak your mind, right?
Yes. Yes. You have to be an adult.
Well, I don't want my president to be like that anymore, Tone. I want my president to be the person who he is. And if that's the country,
That's fine. I agree with that. But that doesn't necessarily mean we have to pick Trump just because he acts the way he is. That doesn't make him 100% right.
Well, So you don't like his character. Is that what you're saying?
I don't like his character. I really don't like his views. I think that he flip-flops. I think that he's just doing this in order to be president. So that he has one more thing to check off of his list that he's done in his life. He's an aggressive person. He knows what he wants, and he goes after it, and he gets whatever he wants. He wants the presidency, he'll get it.
Good point. Good point. He goes after what he wants, and he gets it. Don't you want a leader like that in America? That's going to go
after
we want as an American. What do you mean not like that? I don't understand. Give an example.
The example is that the Bible, which you believe in, for example, gives you somebody, a bad leader that is great in the Bible at the end during Revelations, the Antichrist. Just because he's a great leader doesn't mean that he does great things.
Yeah, but we know Trump's not the Antichrist. Come on.
Well, I'm not labeling him that. I'm just giving an example. Just because somebody is a great leader doesn't mean that they do good things. Napoleon was a great leader.
That's not what I said. That's not what I asked you, Tone. I asked you, I said, don't we want a president to go after what he believes in and get it? Don't we want a leader who's successful? We don't. We want a leader that's going to go across the country and argue with China or like Obama, who allows America to be walked on around the world and doesn't stand up for America.
No, you got to go through proper channels of doing things. If you want that, that's not America. When you have a leader that goes out and just does whatever he wants, then you don't want America. You want a dictatorship.
But that's not my question, Tone. You said you don't want a leader that goes out. You don't want Trump because Trump goes out and gets things done. He goes out and says, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to – and he gets it. I want that
You're
as a
switching.
President. I want my president to go out and get it.
I want that too. I want that too, but it doesn't necessarily mean – just because Trump does that doesn't mean that I back everything up on what he does. And the reason why
okay.
is what happens, and I notice with you and a lot of other people, it's either black or white. There's no in-between of anything.
There's not.
And
that's right. There's not.
Yeah.
There's not, Tom. There, it's always a, in life, there's always a positive and a negative, okay? When you open your car hood, what do you got for a battery? You got a positive and a negative. There's either sun or rain. It's not in-between, okay, we can all get along. It's either going to be this way or it's going to be another way. And that's the problem with America. The melting pot is a failure. We saw that this week in Dallas, Texas, didn't we? Where five police officers were gunned down. And we're seeing it more and more in our country. Because America is a failure. The experiment of America and its melting pot. We are. You're right. We're going away from the subject. But, okay, so let's go back to the original subject, Donald Trump. You stated that Donald Trump goes – this is your statement. You said Donald Trump – and this is good because this is what we need between two hosts here on the show because you're an every week caller now, so that's great. You stated – Donald Trump goes out and gets what he wants and gets it done by any means necessary, and you don't like that. And I do.
Yes.
I want my president to succeed. I want my strong president.
You want Julius?
I want a president to
I want
a president that's going to represent America and that's going to represent my beliefs because we put him into office. I want a president that's going to do whatever it takes. He wants to build a wall to stop immigration, then by God, let's do it. We'll build one 100,000 feet high if we have to, and he'll do it. That's my president. That's what I want for a president.
That's
what
do
you want for a president?
What you guys want. I want – I don't want any of the people that are in there right now, not at all, and definitely do not want Trump. And yes, you are making my case for me. You make him sound like a dictator. That's
he's
what
not
my
a
point
dictator.
Is.
No, he's
no,
not.
No,
he's
no,
the
no,
commander
no.
in
That's
chief.
What you guys,
he's the commander in chief.
That's what.
No, no, no.
Yeah, and you guys think a commander in chief is a dictator? You think that they can go out and do whatever they want?
No, don't twist my words. No. Trump,
we're going to use
Trump,
each other's words.
You didn't let me
now.
Finish my case about Trump. No, you're not letting me finish my case about Trump. Trump will go through Congress. Trump believes in the Second Amendment. He believes in the Constitution. He believes in the Bill of Rights. You say he's flip-flop. Well, you know what? We all flip-flop through life. We grow up and we learn. And Trump was never a politician. He admitted that. Excuse me?
It's only black or white. You got to choose. It's either black or white, like you said. If it's either black or white, what is he then? Because he flip-flopped.
No, he got not.
It starts getting confusing. It starts getting
confusing.
When you
no, it's not. It's called
like
growing
that.
Up. Trump always stated he was never a politician. In the beginning, I knocked Trump on this radio show. I did not support him. But then when I listened to him, and I watched, and I listened. I actually changed my mind. What? I'm not allowed to change my mind and say, hey, you know what? I vote for this guy. Am I not? What's wrong with that? That's what America's about.
But America's only about making decisions that benefit you.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? I just talked about Trump to benefit America and the country. Let it be me. Benefit me. Of course.
Okay.
I want America to be great.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. You want America to be great. You see right now that you were just talking for a second ago. You're talking about Dallas. You want America to be great. You see these devastating things happening or starting to get worse.
That's because we have an idiot in office right now. That's because we have a jackass in office. We have a Muslim in office.
See, the terms that you use, for example – a little while ago, you said, Trump isn't a racist. People laugh and give me an example how he's a racist. But now you've mentioned he's a Muslim. You've mentioned that there's a rapist that was Bill Clinton. You use strong words that have never been proven yet you use them.
Whoa, Bill Clinton's not a rapist? Yes, it has been proven. What did Bill Clinton do? He stood up before you, my friend. He stood up before the American people and said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That woman. A woman that worked, Monica Lewinsky, in the White House. He doesn't even give her the respect to call her name. And then to come to find out, he says, I did lie. I did. Didn't we impeach Bill Clinton for this?
That's not rape. That's not rape. You mean you raped every girl you've been with?
No, there's many other cases also that Clintons have been found guilty of. Jennifer Flowers. We can go on and on.
Just give me one. One where he raped, and I will shut my mouth. Because that was a very strong accusation that you made. Deter people from believing something, and that right there is dangerous. When you start over-exaggerating things to put somebody down.
I also stated, Bill Clinton was the president of the United States. He's gone. He's in history. You and I could address that again. Okay, fine. What about Hillary? She's in our face today. You don't believe Hillary's a criminal? You believe she's a criminal?
You don't believe
what do you mean, what way? She committed a felony. She's a criminal.
You don't believe that our criminal justice system has a process in order to find if she is a criminal. And if they don't find that she's a criminal – does that mean that you pursue it until you get what you want, or do you go through a judicial system?
No, I believe our judicial system is broken, corrupt, and paid off and bought off. And through the media,
you want to change America.
Through public opinion, and the facts that have been released from the press, Hillary Clinton. No. Through public opinion. I have to say Hillary Clinton is guilty. And I did watch the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on which she did testify. And she lied so many times, a freaking cow could see that she lied. An animal with no brain could see that she lied. She's a liar. She's a criminal. And she did commit a felony. If she was to be brought to trial, which, of course, she will not.
But you're on the verge of saying you're psychic. You're on the verge of saying you're psychic. You're saying you could tell she was lying.
For God's sake, Tone, if I tell you say if you're living in Washington right now and I can look at the weather report and see it's sunny, and I say, Tone, it's raining out there. What are you going to do? You're going to argue with me and say, no, it's not? Come on. An idiot could see the woman lying. What
you
I'm trying to
say,
say
you've
is.
You've seen a woman lying?
You can't tell a person is lying as an individual with any type of common sense.
Yeah,
you cannot
tell
me
individual in certain situations. Hold on. If I say yes, then you apply that to everything. But once again, it's not black or white. In a certain situation, if I had a child and I watched them grab a cookie and I ask them, did you grab that cookie? And I see them bold-faced lie, or I could tell when a child's lying. Yes, a person could tell. Sometimes we can tell when an adult's lying. But once again, it's not black or white. And I don't necessarily feel that you have the education nor the skill to say that somebody in our politics are wrong and that you can psychically tell that they've been lying.
Tone, what do we do about Hillary Clinton then? All these accusations are made, and we cannot say according to you, if the world was according to you. And that's what it is right now, because that's what you're telling me. She's not lying, or maybe she is. It can't be black and white. So what do we do? How do we prove it? What do we do?
We go through our judicial system.
We can't. She owns it. She owns the judicial system. The FBI scared the prosecutor. It's obvious.
Okay.
We can see that.
So what would be your action then? Tell me. I just told you what, as an American, that's what our actions are. But tell me, as an extremist, what would your actions be?
As an extremist? To take extreme action? No, I'm not going to take
You don't
want to
go through
action.
The American system. You don't want to go through the American system, so you're an extremist.
What I am doing right now on this radio show, implanting seeds and doubt in people's minds so they don't vote for this criminal. That's what I'm doing right now. That's because if the justice system doesn't work, sir.
Afghanistan.
I can see we're jumping all over the place here. We started out with Trump. But I have a couple callers. So I'm going to go ahead and get to one of your favorites here, and one of my supporters, Merritt in Connecticut.
Oh, no.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. What do you got to say tonight over this so far?
I have a lot to say about this. And good evening, Tone, and good evening, Joe. And, Tone, I want to tell you, if I hear snoring in the background or toilets flushing, I will not talk to you again. Because you're wasting my time, and I don't want you to waste my time, because I can't get my time back.
Don't make me fall asleep.
Well, if you fall asleep, hang up. You know. Last week you mentioned you don't know how our government works, and right then and there, last week, I believe that's the problem, because nobody knows how our government works. We know how it's supposed to work. Obama said he's going to transform America. Obama said they're going to destroy ISIS. While he is transforming America, he's putting perverts and pedophiles in the little girls' bathrooms. He's letting Mexicans come across the border.
That's a lie.
Giving them a bed and a bus trip.
He said that's a lie. Hang on, Joe. He said that's a lie. Joe, he said that's a lie. Hang on. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. He just said what you just said was a lie. That's a good idea, Tone. Let's address each issue, Joe. He said that's not a lie.
He
said that's a lie.
When did he say pedophiles are allowed to go in little girls' restrooms? Please let me know that.
He's doing the transgender law there, and Target is changing
it. Okay, that's transgender. You said pedophiles, though. Let's focus on what you said and not get off subject there, Joe.
I'm sorry I used the word wrong if that's the way you're thinking, but you know what?
Okay, because you're lying.
I'm not lying.
For admitting you're lying in a way. Go on with your speech.
Just look at what Target's doing, and you'll see that it's the truth. You're allowing. I identify myself as a female, so I'm allowed to go in there, and that's the end of the story.
Yes.
That's the way it works.
Yes, they're
right.
They're adults.
Even if I am a pervert or a pedophile, how's that sound?
Whoa! Now we're getting off subject again. What are you talking about? Are you talking about transgenders or pedophiles?
I could be lying, and so could they. You'll never know.
Joe, don't get off subject. You had this great speech prepared. You probably looked in the mirror and prepped it. Now, let's walk through this very slowly, okay, because you got really excited and really pumped up with adrenaline a second ago when you thought you were really smart. So let's go through this really quick. What is it? Is it pedophiles or is it transgenders, genius?
Listen, remember what I told you last week, that some of us are elderly and we lose our train of thoughts? I know you're smart and you're intelligent, and your sole goal here is to argue at everything you get. Like I just said, I lied. Just like the people that are going to go into the little girl's room, they're lying too.
Call your hospital
nurse. They're not real men.
To just pull the plug.
Joe, finish your speech, and then let Tone. I'm sorry for interrupting. Joe, go ahead and finish.
In any event, he's going to transform America. That's what he said. And he said, we're out to destroy ISIS. The problem is, it's like Joe says, they're all liars. They're all cheats. They're out for themselves. He's going to transform America. When he said that, we thought it would be for a good thing. Just look at the border and look at what we've been discussing now. It's not a good thing. Now, look what he's doing. We can't say for sure what happened to that Supreme Court justice in that whorehouse in southern Texas. But you know what? They had 10 times more press over Prince than a Supreme Court justice. I don't believe there's going to be an election. I believe Obama's going to use his executive. Go ahead.
Just 1 second. Joseph, remember you were saying that you could tell when people are lying? I don't necessarily believe you could do that. But I can tell when people are nervous, and could you tell this guy is so befuddled when he's talking? His voice is, like, shaking. It's going up and down. But go on, dude. I just want to stop you really quick. Go on. Do it again.
It actually could be the connection.
It could be your phone tone. You know, maybe you're shaking.
Maybe I am.
You know, maybe talking all about right. these sexual offenders and everything is irritating you. I don't know.
Good one. Keep going, genius.
All right, listen, I got one more. Joe, stay on the line, because this is pretty good, because I don't have any guests tonight. It's Tone and everyone else who wants to participate.
I'm going out on my front porch, so I'll be on.
All right, good. Mike, out in the state of Wisconsin, you called in a few times the past couple weeks. I hope I'm able to connect you. I probably got to mute Joe, and he's probably going to have to hang up and call back in. I don't know. I have a problem connecting Mike for some reason. I don't know what's going on here. It could be the internet connection. I don't know. But, Tone, I still got you, correct?
Correct.
All right. Tone, what I'm trying to get to is we need to get back to our original argument, and that was Donald Trump. And, Mike, I'm trying to connect you, and once you do connect, please say hello if you're there, because I've got a whole list of callers now that are pressing one, and I'm having problems here. See, people don't understand. I'm looking at a computer screen right now, and all I see is phone numbers, okay? And my screen can hold 10. Well, yeah, they all jump in at the same time. That's the problem. That's what screws me up. But, Tone, I'm just going to go ahead and let it play out. Let's just put it that way. And I'll work. But, Tone, we start off with Donald Trump. You don't support Donald Trump, okay? And you don't agree with his character. You don't agree with his policies. Can you tell me what you really don't like about Donald Trump the most and what scares you about him maybe being the next president of the United States?
I think that's a good word. It's a little insulting when you say scare, but yeah, it is kind of a good word. What I believe is that an American, even if it's one of our military men, whether it be soldiers, Marines, sailors, or airmen,
Tone, not to interrupt you, go ahead and finish your train of thought, but I do got Mike finally. Go ahead, Tone, finish up.
I just don't want a man who can't control himself, who refers to women as sometimes they look better on their knees. We're talking about other women politicians across the world that he's going to have to speak to. If he does one little small thing, it can start a war. And, for example, not even a little over 100 years ago, World War I was started with just one shot. So somebody like this can start a war. But, okay, I'm sorry, Mike's on there?
Yeah, I got Mike. Mike, you there? Mike, I've got you connected. Hello. I see you connected. Mike out in the state of Wisconsin. Are you there? Okay. He is connected. I see it. I see the microphone icon on my screen. Mike! All right. Well, I guess he must be doing something else, and I'll leave him connected. Or, Mike, you're going to have to hang up and reconnect, one or the other. But I got Joe back on also.
Can you hear me now?
I'm
Mike,
on.
Yes,
Mike's
I can
on,
hear
yeah.
you, Mike. Go ahead. I can
yeah,
hear you.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Hey, this is a great conversational talk. We shouldn't get mad at each other because we're just – expressing our opinions. When Ronald Reagan became president, people didn't think he was that great because he was an actor, But, when he said he was going to do something, he did it. And that's the one thing that's different between the president we have now and someone who's a leader. Obama said, you're not gonna have to pay more for your health insurance. Well, I'm paying about $2,000 more a year than I have been paying. He says
that's a good point, Mike. That's a great point. That's a great point.
The other thing is, these copays that they just eat you alive. I go in and see my doctor. My other insurance used to pay almost everything. I mean, we're talking 20, 30 bucks, and that was it. They paid everything else. Now, the bill is mine, and they pay 20 or 30 bucks. It's almost like
it's flip-flop. But Mike, Tone doesn't support Obama. He said that. He doesn't like the administration that we have today and what's going on. Am I right, Tone?
Correct.
Okay, so Mike, we're talking about something we may get in Donald Trump, and that's what we're worried about. So what's your position on that?
Well, my position is this. The day Ronald Reagan became commander-in-chief, they let our hostages go. No questions asked, nothing. Here, take them, quick. Well, because they knew the person that was coming on board, wasn't wishy-washy, let's put it that way. The president we have now keeps drawing the line in the sand, and if you can't back up the line, sooner or later, the game isn't there anymore. It's just, he draws a line and we step over it. you know. And granted, Tone, I do agree with you on the point about Obama, but, you know, in a couple of months now, we're going to have a choice. You know, either we have to pick Obama, Trump, you know, or Hillary. And in my opinion, and it's just my opinion, Hillary should be in jail for what she did.
Well, that's great. That's great, Mike. And Tone wants to know why. What gives us the right to say Hillary needs to be in jail? What proof do we have? That's what Tone was asking me earlier. He was kind of trying to shut down my argument there. So, Mike, why do you believe Hillary should be in jail? Who are you?
What about Paula Jones?
As an American to say that? Go ahead, Mike.
Well, just like Joe said there, what about Paula Jones? I mean, it's just not one thing that we've caught her in. It, you know, it's basically her whole career. You know, Watergate, Bridgegate, you know, you name it. I mean, you know, it's one right after another, and she keeps, you know, she's kind of like Slick Willie. She slams her way out of it. You know,
well, Tone is saying that about Trump, but Tone, Mike, is saying that about Trump. He flip-flops.
Yeah, but
that's what Tone's saying.
But he's not guilty of anything. He's guilty of expressing his own opinion.
Well, neither is Hillary. Neither is Hillary, Mike, according to Tone. According to Tone, we haven't convicted Hillary
according
yet,
according to our judicial system.
According to the judicial system, but public opinion and what we've seen in the news media, which the news media is supposed to inform, arouse, and allow people to assume and get the facts of what's going on around our world and our country, as John F. Kennedy said. So if we're to trust the news media, then I said in the beginning, Hillary is guilty. And she should be tried in the court of law. But she's not going to, because the Clintons own the FBI. They own the Saudi Arabian government. They're in bed with them, just like George Bush and all the other politicians. It was the Saudi Arabians that hired the terrorists, who trained the terrorists to fly those so-called planes into the buildings on 9/11. So what do we do as Americans, guys? What? Tony, you first.
And it was the media who covered that up.
Yes, but Tone, go ahead. You first. What do we do?
As Americans, the answer is we have a chance to vote, like Mike was talking about. We're going to have a chance to vote, and whoever becomes our president as an American, I'm going to support, even if it is Donald Trump. And I know, like, that's one of my biggest fears. I don't want him in as much as you don't want Hillary. Even so, as an American,
really? We
have to support our president. And I feel like now, even with Obama,
That's not true, Tone. No, Tone. As Americans, we don't have to support our president. Just because we're Americans doesn't mean we have to. Okay, if our president is only there as elected representative of the people and the commander-in-chief, we the people are really the government. And I thought we addressed this last week with the members of the Republic, And if you'd like, I'd like a comment from everyone about that show, actually, where they're offering book.
I described my position wrong, to be honest. But no, go ahead. I just wanted to say I was wrong the way I described my position. But sorry, go ahead. I want to listen to your point, though, with people of the Republic.
My point is that we have right now, we have a corporate de facto government. And this is the government we have to have. And there's only one way to change it. Have the military go in and arrest everyone in Congress and in the White House, and what would we have? We'd have martial law temporarily. We'd have upheaval around the streets of America because the food stamps would stop, okay? The social service buildings would be closed down, and everyone who relies on government would panic, and all the Social Security checks would also stop, and people would be in we'd have chaos, and we've done studies on this. I've been to meetings with the Restore America plan, and they said the military was on board. But is this what you really want, people? Okay, and there was meetings all around the country, if you missed it, back in 2007. I know many of you may not know what I'm talking about,
But go ahead and ask these people that I had on last week, the Citizens of the Republic. What they did was, there's a little known law that says you can re-inhabit the Congress. It was, I believe it's, I don't want to quote wrong. I think it's the 43rd Congress that abandoned their seats after the Civil War because they did not want the government of the United States to turn into a corporate government. And you need to really go back to the Reconstruction hacks. And this is what these people were trying to explain last week. And if you go to their website and you buy their book, or even go to their website and look up the public library documents, you'll understand. And I know Joe from Meriden understands because I've talked with him about this. And Mike finds it interesting when I start talking about birth certificates and how you're contracted in with this corporate government we have. But the reality of it is, right now, we have this corporation that's in charge of us, and we're contracted in with them. This is not the lawful government that our founding fathers founded for us in the beginning. However, this is what we got. And again, not to go beat over the drum the same way, but if we were to try to stop this right now, we would have a civil war in this country. And I'm going to tell you right now, the military came in with all their experts, and this is a true story. And they said, you're going to have between an 80 and 90% casualty rate in this country if this country ends up in a civil war again, okay? So what is one to do? So the people of the Republic did what they did lawfully, and now they're sitting back, and yes, they're educating people little by little the best they can. And like the gentleman said, the Chief Justice, about a month ago on this show, hey, you know, you don't want a driver's license to drive your car, you know what, just go ahead, get the damn driver's license, play the game for now, you know, like you and I, Tone, discussed. You need a permit to add on to your house, play the game for now. Eventually, this de facto government is going to collapse. It's going to collapse. And the shadow government, the lawful government, is ready and willing and has the military behind them to re-inhabit the government of this country. So there's hope. There's hope. But the problem is we need to educate everyone out there so they understand what is happening. Because you got to remember, you've got cities upon cities of people who are so antagonized about race relations and Black Lives Matters and all this other nonsense. They want to kill cops instead of understanding the lawful way of doing things. And I understand people are frustrated. Hey, because we as Americans don't have patience. We want results now. We want results today. Well, unfortunately, these things take time, and we all have to suffer because guess what? We made our bed, and we got to lay in it. So back to the corporate government, Trump or Hillary. The best odds we have right now to succeeding in this country, I believe, is supporting Donald Trump. Like Mike said, Ronald Reagan, hey, there, back in 1980, folks, people were scared about Ronald Reagan. And look what happened. We had the 8 best years we ever had in this country. So what do you think, Tone?
I think Donald Trump is no Ronald Reagan. Not even
okay,
close.
Okay, that's fair. He's not. You're right. He's not as of yet. But, hey, 8 years from now, you may change your mind, you know? Because I believe he's going to be
might.
The next
you
president.
You know what? If he was the greatest president of all time, I would be the happiest person in the world and admit that I was wrong. But common sense and just the pit of your stomach, I just get a funny feeling. Just
and the times we
right
live
now.
In. And the and remember, this is not 1980. We have different people out there today. we have immoral people out there. You know that. We have people that hate each other because of what you look like or who you are. Yes, I admit that. But, Joe, I know you're trying to get back in here. Joe, go ahead. Because we're not going to stay on the full 90 minutes tonight. Joe, you're unmuted. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Well, that's why. I don't know. I got a fan blowing in my face here and everything, but it's a great conversation. And I would love to support our next president, too, regardless of who it is. You know, you were talking about Bill Clinton. You know, well, he paid off Paula Jones. He didn't pay her off for no reason. Hillary has paid off many other women that he's, you know, gone with. You know, and as a commander-in-chief, he has to be of the highest moral standards. You can't have anyone like we have in there now because, that's not the way America's supposed to be. We're a nation of laws, and we need to follow the laws. And for me to go down the street and get pulled over and get a seatbelt ticket like I did a few weeks ago is one thing. To let the Mexicans come over the border and allow them to drive, and when they get pulled over, tell them to go on their merry way, that's another, because that does happen. So it's not a nation of laws. And what? the reason why this is happening, it's from that guy that's in the White House now. He's allowing it. He's going to transform America, but he didn't tell us how he was going to do it. And as I said before, his goal is to destroy ISIS. What he's not telling you is he's going to get them over here killing you first, then he's going to take out ISIS, and what a good boy he'll be then. I said enough for tonight.
Yeah.
All right, Tone, listen. Tone, obviously you're a participant in this program now. Tell me something. Next Thursday I'm going to have another show, and since you've been so kind to call in, what subject would you like me to address next on the next show? You got any ideas?
Dude, anything on religion?
It's on you. It's on you, brother. Whatever you want.
Why don't we do religion next week?
You want to go on religion? What subject of religion do you want me to focus on? Because religion is a big topic.
Okay, why don't we focus on modern-day Christianity in America and the forming of Christianity.
There you go. Maybe I can get Dr. Ventura to participate in that one. I know you'd love
that.
That
would be amazing. I'd like to apologize to him on the phone.
Like I said, and you know what? That's great. That's a great subject to talk about. It's going to be a heated discussion. And what I'll do is I'll tell everyone, hey, you had your chance, but I'm going to give Tone the floor next week. And Tone, it's up to you to have an opening. And I'm going to put Dr. Ventura, hopefully, on the spot. If not, I'll be on the spot, because I know you and I can bang heads on this, too. And I'll get some extra callers in here. I'm going to invite them, and it'll be great. That's a good idea. That's going to be a great show. Mike, I still got
and
you on the line here. Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
It's been such a pleasure being on your show, too, dude. You do such a good job in letting everybody's voice being heard.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that, Tone, because like I always say, without you, there is no show. But, Mike, we're going to wrap it up here within the next 6 minutes or so, because I don't have any new callers. Actually, I dropped 8. I don't know. I think it's my internet connection tonight. I'm not sure. I had 3 that wanted to get in. See, Paige unresponsive. That's what I'm getting right now. But, Mike, I still got you. Mike, if you want a few last words, go ahead.
Okay, Jeff, thanks. Well, you know, our veterans go to war and fight for our freedoms and everything. And they come back and we treat them as substandard, you know? It's like, I don't know what to say. Your loyalty is being weakened. And it's not being weakened because you want it to be weakened. It's weakened because the way you're being treated after you come back from doing your duty. And, you know, when there's a good commander-in-chief, we all seem to pull together and do the right thing, or try to do the right thing. Let's put it that way. Because no matter what you do, it's never going to be the right thing. And,
true.
You know, our veterans, just like the Vietnam bunch that came back, you know, they were treated like criminals, and it's like it wasn't their fault that they got drafted and went over there and fought, you know. But you know, you have a commander in chief that, you know, some people are terrorized and killed in our country, and he takes off and plays golf. Now, doesn't he know the right from wrong in doing that? And it's not that he's only done it once. He's done it many times, you know?
True.
But if a black guy gets killed, he's on his plane, Air Force One, you know, $500,000 just to get it in the air, and, you know, and he's there. And then they say, well,
yeah,
you know, this administration is not racist.
And Mike, to interrupt you before I get my train of thought, what happened to Joe and Sebastian Florida? I tried calling him 3 times tonight. What's going on with him?
He's fine. I mean, I talked to him earlier, and he was waiting for your call, so I don't understand why.
I tried contacting him. I swear I tried, and he would not connect. He wouldn't answer the phone. So I hope he's not out mowing that grass again.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know? But anyway, hey, listen. But anyway, Mike, that was a great point. And Thursday should be a great show. What I'll do, like I said, I was a little open tonight. And I had one guest that canceled, obviously. I thought one guy was going to show up. I actually did, like I said, a 30-minute show. I don't know who's got the background noise in the background there, but whoever it is, I got some background noise, and it's very disrupting. But I did a 30-minute show, I believe it was on Friday night, and I had a couple callers. And if you want to go back and listen to that show, it's archived. It was Friday night. And I had a guy that called in and talked with me, and he said he was going to patch in tonight, and he wanted to discuss a few issues. So, hey, I gave him a chance. He didn't do it, but the show is growing. We know that. We know that. And this Thursday, I'm going to let Tone get in there. He's been showing up, so I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'll have a backup plan just in case he doesn't show up. And before we get ready to wrap it up, and it's good we're wrapping it up a little early tonight because I don't, like I said, there's no guests, and I don't have any plans to call anybody tonight. But before we do, I want to say hello to Elizabeth Rondo in Yalesville. She's listening. And, of course, Bridget in Reidsville. She always listens. And like you said, Mike, where's the rest of the family? You never know. Hey, who knows where they're at? But Joe in Meriden, if you got anything you want to say real quick, I'm going to get ready to wrap it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was a great show tonight. It was good listening to everybody. And next Thursday, I'll just listen to Tone and everyone because I know absolutely nothing about what you're going to talk about. I can just sit here and be intimidated and shake like a leaf, I guess. I don't know. I have an air conditioner blowing on me right here. And as you just commented, there's too much noise in the background. But unfortunately, there isn't anything I can do about it.
I can hear it.
Yeah.
I'll be off
in a second. You know, I have nothing against Mexicans, nothing against Spanish people, nothing against anybody. But they do have to come here legally, just like Trump says. And this guy that's in the White House now, he's making it extremely difficult for all of us. He doesn't want America to be great. He doesn't want it to be great again. He wants to take what we have away. That's what he wants. I don't say the White House is racist. I say it's radical. That's what I say. And we just haven't learned that yet because I believe his finale is coming, and it's coming soon. Have a good evening, everybody.
That's good. And, Mike, you missed the opening to the show, Mike, while I got you. I'm going to play it at the end here. And it was a good opening. It was the 4th of July, actually. And there were some people that I wanted to listen to this. Some of you already did. It's only 5 minutes long, so I'm going to use that as the closing for tonight. But Thursday should be interesting, let's hope. And, you know, another thing I want to put out there, if anyone can help me, I'm going to talk to Joe and Meriden about this. I'd kind of like to do a YouTube TV channel, you know, a YouTube live channel where we could do a show or have this show broadcast on YouTube. That would pick up a lot of listeners and a lot of people and a lot of viewers. I just think that's an interesting idea. You know, I've seen a couple other shows do it, and, hey, you talk about something really important, you know, you can get 10, 20,000, 30,000 viewers, you know? So we'll look into that. But anyway, this will be the closing of the show, and those of you who missed it, hopefully you'll listen, because I'm going to go ahead, I'll wrap it up after the five-minute ending of the program. But anyway, good night, and I hope to have everyone here again on Thursday. God bless. Take care.
Good night, everybody.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game, we stand in our church services, and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry?" He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." They said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, "We have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered. And you'll now be under British rule." Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, "How many ships?" He said, "Hundreds." The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, "Men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch." As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly, the British war fleet unleashed. He says, "The sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs." He said, "It was absolutely impossible to talk or hear." He said, "Suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit." And he says, from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, "Tell us where the flag is. What have they done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us." 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, "It's still up. It's not down." The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on.
That's right, folks, and that was the Star Spangled Banner, if those of you don't know anything about it. That's where they say the flag was still there. That's what they meant when they sang, the flag was still there. Because no matter what, that flag represented the colors of this country. Today, we don't have any loyalty, no type of morality. People don't want to work, they're lazy, and they can care less about the flag. For God's sake, they're burning it. In some places around the country, it's against the law to hang your flag. That's a lesson to learn there. There's another 5-minute part to that video, but I couldn't get it. I played that on the 4th of July weekend, actually, for those of you who missed it. Hopefully you tuned in and you listened. Because that's a lesson on where the Star Spangled Banner song came from. You know, many of us sung it in elementary school. I remember when I was in Wilsey Avenue School in Wallingford, Connecticut, in second grade class, with my hand over my heart, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. I remember. Today, they don't do that as children. My son didn't do it in kindergarten class. They don't do that anymore. Let me tell you something. When I was in kindergarten class, every day at Wilsey Avenue School in Wallingford, Connecticut, and those of you out there listening, you know, because you went to that school, some of you. School's been there since 1871. They had a bell up top, still there in the building. The bell's not there anymore, but they'd ring that bell. Bang, bang, and that was when school began. Okay? School is still there today. Those of you, and I've showed my family that school. That's where I went to school. That's where my uncles went to school. That's where my father went to school. That's where my grandfather went to school. And I believe my great-grandmother knows of that school, Nana from South Orchard Street, Teresa Keidel. I used to cut through the hole in the fence every day at lunchtime when I was in first grade, second grade, third grade. To go eat lunch in her kitchen every day. She'd be ready for me. Nowadays, you can't even leave. You can't even freaking leave. The schools are locked. The doors are locked. Huh. You know? Yeah, a kid walking home from school at the age of 8 years old? Oh, my Lord. Call 911. Call the SWAT team. Not nowadays, but back then I did. Okay, class, it's lunchtime. Kids go down to the cafeteria. I'd leave the school. Doors were open. Come and go as you please. I'd walk down to my great-grandmother's house. She'd cook me a bowl of soup. You know? I'd eat, stay there. She'd cook me a hamburger sometimes. You know, I'd maybe walk the dog. I remember she had a dog there. That was my uncle's dog. What was the dog's name? Brandy. That was the name of the dog, Brandy. If Mike's still listening, I know you remember Brandy. I'd walk the dog, you know, down to the corner, back to the kitchen. She'd give me a couple pieces of chewing gum. I'd walk back up. The kids, of course, were released from lunch. They'd be in the playground. You didn't have to check in and sign in anywhere and show your ID. Or anything stupid like that. We were free. But that, anyway, is about, you know, that's how far gone we have become in this country today. How lost we are. Look at how I grew up. Look how my uncle grew up. Look how my father grew up. Look how my grandfather grew up. Look how my great-grandmother grew up. Thankfully, I've been able to hear their stories. Because now I know how lost we really are. And when I tell people who don't have that history spoken to them,
They don't get it. They don't understand. What? It wasn't like that back then. Yes, it was. I was free. Imagine a 6-7-year-old kid walking down the street to go eat lunch at his great-grandmother's house. What the? You don't have that today anymore. So that just goes to show you right there. And see, I remember those things, and I want my children to grow up and experience that, but today we live in such a damn screwed up world. And it's our own fault for allowing it to happen. So anyway, I'm glad for the people that listened to that that intro that I did on the 4th of July. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And thanks for you that stuck around tonight. God bless. Take care. See you Thursday night.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war. But there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we